Okay.
Thoughts or what?
Yeah, no.
What? Thought?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like we're
okay. So now Nick.
Is that the email back? I'm not sure exactly what the story is. You said.
All right, we'll see if it, because if
he did the cash one, comes out to 7 o'clock, but he didn't think it's coming.
I mean, the freshman, a little after 7.
Yeah, so he sent an email to the freshman.
But he's the furthest, so we'll have to
okay.
cater it to him.
Okay. Ubrishon shel kedushin v'go'al sugya chafal from kedushin. We'll get it. V'go'al es memka ochiv rishus divrei Rabbi Yoshua. Eliezer oime chayvo. Okay. So there is an issue, okay, about a koloiv who is kuvah, depends on Yehusha, okay, the koloiv being goyel a steachuza, okay, and the question is if the person who sold it is doesn't have the wherewithal to do it, and his koloiv has the wherewithal to do it. And is it only rishus to do it, or it's a chiv? Correct. If it's a mitzvah or chayva, and Ramban assumes that this machlokes tanoim should have repercussions in minyan mitzvahs. Okay, and that's the whole question in general. You know, is the machlokes tanoim a minyan? What exactly happens? Okay. So, just slowly. Okay. Now, a priori, just one second, go slowly here. Cough. Just 1 second, hold it. You got it? You have it? It's just right after chometz. That's the next thing, you know. That's I'm continuing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come in. Mm-hmm. Okay, just do this. Cool. Okay. Now I just want to say something. Okay. Let's do slowly. Let's read Mitzvah Saseh Kuf Lamed Tes. Kuf Lamed Tes. Kuf Lamed Tes. See, no, you know, in other words, the assumption is that, you know, if you're going to say it's a chayva, it's a mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs, and it's reshus, it's not. Correct? Okay, now I'm just a little slow. Just want to tell you something here. Kuf Lamed Mitzvah Sekuf Lamed. Okay. Kuf Lamed Tes. Maybe we should even start in Kuf Lamed. Kuf Lamed Ches. Kuf Lamed Tes. We'll see. Let's Kuf Lamed Ches. Basically, let's start it. Shistavinu Shiachzu Kol HaKinyonim. Yeah, Kuf Lamed Ches is better. Kuf Lamed Ches. Okay? Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Ches. Shenitztavinu Hatzivu Shenitztavinu Shiachzo Kol HaKinyonim HaMukhurim B'shona Zo Lebaleim. I'm reading Kapos translation. In other words, you see differences major, let me know, so we'll be done on them, okay? V'yetzu'u mitachas yidei ha'kainim b'lidomim. V'u'omro yis'ale b'chol eretz achuzaschem gu'ulo titnu l'oretz. Okay? Ubeyelonu shagul azo tiye b'shon azo v'oma b'shnas hayuv azois toshuvu ish el achuzosa. Okay. Kva osak. Okay. Now, until this point, okay, no? You have any problems? Okay. There's nothing here that you would be unexpected, correct? Well, let's continue. Now, from here to the end, I'd like you to explain to me what the Rambam wants, okay? Just keep in mind, this is Sefer Mitzvah, not Mishneh Torah. You know, you see, you have to always screw your head on straight when you're looking at a text and know where it's coming from. Ukfa osak akosu bedine mitzvah zu. Obeye hech ye din amoiche im akeine. Im rotze liftois es admosei hamochua lifnei shetochu shnaz hayovel. This strike you as strange?
For two reasons.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not discussing the Yovel goof, it's discussing the prorated pricing until the Yovel.
Right.
Which you would think a priori just didn't.
Okay, especially, okay, let's even go slower. See, this is where you get a little bit confused, because if you look in Kuf Lamed Ches, and you look at me in Akotzer, you see liten gu'ulo lo'oret b'shnas hayovel sh'neim v'chol eretz achuzaskin gu'ul titnu lo'oret. Okay. So we were talking about shnas hayovel. I just wanted to bang your point in, and that's what I'm talking about, correct?
And the second problem is, like the Rebbe said before, you know, he's not doing hilchos yovel if you give 50 dinim.
Okay. So what? Okay, let's continue. Okay, good. Let's just see. Okay, good. Now, v'gam. Okay, good. Now, the rest of it is also like, you know, v'gam beya, this is okay. Shedin zem yucha b'kalkoyis, this is all okay. She'ein michutz l'choyim ha'orim, u'shechatzeiris v'abatim ha'bnuyim b'kforim, ki v'shelo nirdim b'fnim l'choyim, which he means because the choyim has to be before the bayis. Otherwise, it doesn't make a difference. Hare dinom shover le din hasodes vaginois. Vehem botech tserim, shevehem diba kosu vyoma el stay al sedei oretz yechoshev gula tia loy ubiyoyvel yetze. That's okay, you know. He's telling you what this it means. The din kalkoyes is everything that's not botech yechoimo. Okay, correct? That's okay. Okfan is boy dinim it's a zoo beirchen. Okay, so to the end, it's okay. This line over here is amazing, correct? The line that I told you that we should focus on. So I would have told you, do you see in Rambam one thing? That the mitzvah is not just the chazor in Yovel, but everything that's subsumed in the parasha also goes into the mitzvah. Okay. So, once you make that statement, and you're ready to accept that, so whether it's reshus or not, the gulas ochiv l'cheira is irrelevant in terms of minyan mitzvahs. Because it all goes on to Kuf Lamed Ches, according to the Rambam. You get the impression that Ramban would have had a different approach, and we have to understand that, but that's why he's asking the question. His question is based on the fact that his approach would have been that if there would have been a mitzvah of Geula for the Krevim, then since it's not Shnas HaYovel, and the mitzvah is Hachzor B'Shnas HaYovel, and the mitzvah is on the Kena, not on the necessary buyers in order to buy the field back, so it will be a separate mitzvah miyam mitzvah. That's the issue which is going on over here, but the kash, you know, the question is only the Ramban's approach, not necessarily the Rambam, correct? This line is an amazing line, correct?
The fact that the mitzvahs had a different person make it more like the Ramban?
I don't know if that makes a difference. I don't know if anything, you know. I don't know, you know, because it's an Indian, you know, in Yonei HaTeira, I don't know if that makes much of a difference. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but I don't know. But all I'm just telling you is Ramban's question is based on a certain approach, and it's clear in the Rambam that the mitzvah is not what the Ramban claims it is. Correct? That's the point. But all I'm just trying to tell you, the conclusion is only because you read the Rambam and Minyan Mitzvahs, and you say to yourself, this does not belong here. What's he trying to say? And then you say that, and then you're okay. But you have to be holding this and this at the same time, otherwise you've got nothing. Okay? We say the next. That's a clear point. Okay. Next point. Let's go back. Now that's point number one.
In the Yanni Paskins to Rishus?
Yeah, we can see that if you like. Okay, we'll open up. We'll open up the ad. But that, is... I'm sorry. I should have pointed out to you. I'm sorry about that. I think it's Perek Yud Aleph, Halachot Ches, Shmita V'Yovel. Let's see it for a second. Yeah, it's the end of Yud Ches. Vimrotzu Krivov, Ligol Goalim, Shnemo Bo Goalo Hakorov Elov. That's it. That's the whole discussion. That's it, Mishnah Torah. But that's irrelevant. Okay, we say the. Next point, okay? Let's continue. Now we read the next line. So that was nice, simple, and correct. Now, V'chein shoninu, v'chein zo shenoninu. This will become a little more interesting. Loitzech shiotza chutz li'ir miklotoi. Umotzei goyil hadom. So what are we talking about here? Shogig omezid?
Shogig.
Shogig, right. Rabbi Yisag lili oimer mitzvah goyil hadom. Ushus biyad kol adam, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ushus biyad goyil adam, v'ein kol adam chayovim olav. Okay. Correct.
What's the
pasuk? We'll see. It's. Let's open more Marcus, okay? No, because this will make it very little more interesting. But okay, one second. Yeah, Marcus. What's your problem?
There's a different.
I understand that. So what? Yeah. But which word? The word "ain" wasn't there, or something.
Yours was more complete.
No, there is some of them. No. Some of these things are additions of ki'ilu. They were added because mustama the matik on the ksavya left it out because the part of it was left out. If you want to know exactly what the story is, I'll tell you what the story was. Here. In the Ksaviyad, it just said Biyad. The word Makis in the Ksaviyad is no Makis, okay? But you can add that there if you want. But it just says Biad Goyo Adom Choivo.
That's what I have.
One second, 33. Less a chayvo, less a b'ksavya, b'makishom, mitzvah b'yad goyol adom, b'yol adom, en goyol adom, v'shus b'yad kolon, diva b'yisa g'lili. So there it just says in ksavya,
and Rabbi Akiva,
it says chayvo, period. And then, v'shus 34. Oh, from Rishus Biad Kolod, Rabbi Akiva, Rishus Biad Goyal Adom, calls the lesser B'Ksav Yad, V'Nikishu Chson Amat. He's referring, it's very clear, there's nothing important over here. It's just, it was left out. He's clearly referring to the Sugi Makis, okay? What's really important will be not really important now for us, just an aside thing. He has the gifts of Ksav Yad Venetia, which the Ritva has, which the Great Voice is gives in the Chayna, the Ein Chayov, which we'll talk about later. Okay, Beseda, that's not negate us now. Correct? That's not the issue. Correct? Let's not focus on that. Okay, now, one second. Here it is. Just one second. Yeah. Here it is. Torah Bonum. Tona bonen v'rotzach goyil adom es roitzeach. Mitzvah. Yeah, above. Umotze oisoi goyil adom michutz l'gvul ir miklotoi v'rotzach goyil adom es haroitzeach. Ein loy dom. Okay, that's the posik. Okay, say that. Now, fact, just aside, I don't know if it's that important, but you might find this interesting. The Dvo, it bays him an olive. My time of the Rabbi Yisi Haglil Diom of Mitzvah, we are meaning Miksiv im Rotzach, Rabbi Kiva Miksiv Yirzach, Mistabu de Bohopligi. The Havadai Beloshin Mikro Ika Asei Ukiyetze Boy Shu Mitzvah Vahainu Ruba. Roiv Mikros that have this Loshin Virotzach Viika Miuta to have a Loshin Rishus. Kidirsi Vogol es Mimka Ochiv Ukiyetze Boy. Which is the person we spoke about before. That's very confusing, you know. That's taking its little portion when you start the Machlekes. You could have said maybe that Machlekes also depends when we go after Roiv and Miut. Okay? No. Okay? Rabbi Yosi Sova, the boss of Ruba as Linod. It's a new type of application of Roiv. I always point out the Ravid in Teres Kohanim points out that you can go after Rav in Mole and Choset to, or different things to do, to learn Drosh Satera, something like that, okay? That could be called Drosh Satera. Here, in terms of Pshat and Posek, you can use Rav, how the Mikra uses this word, also to say Pshat. This is an amazing thing, okay? Okay, it's not... But that's not my interest. That's not my point here, correct? I'm just pointing it out to you. I thought you might want it interested. Sova of the Bosa Rubazlin. Rabbi Akiva. Sova. The Bechiho. Shebo Lekvoya Mitzvah. Bedomo Shelze. Tzorch Mikom Afurish.
But elsewhere to go by Rov?
What? I assume. Yeah. You assume. There's no issue. That's why I don't get. You see, that you might want to go back. I just told you. You might want to go back to the sugya from Geula, from Ochiv again, because then it becomes crazy, okay?
Everyone has to say it's a mitzvah.
Yeah, correct. I understand that. But that's what he says, okay? This is an amazing, interesting thing, okay? Okay. Okay, now he also points out very clearly, So it's very clear. Even in our Gemara, you won't find that. That was Xavier Venezia. That's the Gersa that Ramban had very clearly over here. They don't quote this Ramban, okay? And that's the Gersa of Ritva. Okay? This doesn't say anything at the moment, okay? Doesn't say anything, okay. Now, see here. Here, the logical thing you would have wanted to do. Logical thing you'd have wanted to do is open up Kuf Pei Beis. Mitzvah say Kuf Pei Beis. Okay. Hatzivui Shinitztavinu Lahavdil Shesh Oy Miklot Shitiyeno Muchonois Lemake Nefesh Bishkoga. Okay. Ulisakein Es Haderech Elehen Ulyashe Oysa Vlo Loniach Bo Dovo Hamaakiv Es a bereach milorutz. Vu omro yisale tochin locho haderech vishilashto es gvul arzecho vechulei. Ukvar nisboye dinim mitzvah zu besanhedrin umachis ushkolim veseita. Kvar hiskanu omrom ore mikrot eina noheges elo baoretz. So here, looking at this by itself, would you tell me the mitzvah is the parasha or the mitzvah is the hafrosha and the achona and the, what would you tell me? The question is the killing or the not killing of the on the al yidei goyel adom, is that in the mitzvah? In other words, the Ram agreed with the Ramban that according to the Mandiyom of Yisa Galili, that it's a mitzvah, it should be Minyan Mitzvahs? L'chayr, correct? What? No, you can say not so. L'chayr. Okay. Here, however, let's open up to Sherish Zion. See, it's an unbelievable thing. It's like Divya Teyaniyam Mokam Echod. Okay, now the Ram has in Sherish Zion, it's the Sherish of Diktuke Mitzvahs. What? Here it is. Shein Roy Limnois Prote Hilchois Mitzvahs. Prote Diktukim. You have to decide how you want to translate it, because you have to translate it, because Yin Vigay is a, you're not going to get anywhere because it's in Arabic, okay? However, if you read through here, he has a discussion. And,
Eli O'Reilly.
One second, hold everything. Yeah.
Is it 20 minutes?
Okay. Let's start. V'ilu hoyu roi limnois kol dini mitzvah. And by golos, he talks about golos in the middle of Sherish Zion. That's the important thing for us. Okay, let's go. Hoyinu, if you wouldn't have had the sherish, hoyinu mischayvim shelo limnois makin nefesh b'shkogo. Goyle mitzvah achas. Kibish a kosu pirit mishpate mitzvah zu. So he's talking about how you would have counted the din of make nefesh b'shkoga, correct? The mashi omar kosu im b'kli ba'azaliko. Mitzvah achas, because that person is not shogeg, right? But mitzvah sheni is only be even ashiyomus bo hiko. Okay, but mitzvah shlishis omroi oy bichli etz yad bichli etz yad ashiyomus bo hiko. Okay, but mitzvah revis. Now let's go slow on this one. For mitzvah vis amroi, goyel hadom hu yomis es harotzeach.
Sure don't sound like Rabbi Kiva.
I can't tell you anything, okay? But I can tell you, independent of everything, and that's the important thing for me, okay?
This puzzle is so much shocking. Call them Yomis and return.
I can't tell you anything. But the Rambam, and what's we'll see. We'll see later about this. Everything is besaid, okay. But just if you read the words that he's talking about over here, he's talking about the misa of the Reitzeach in terms of the mitzvah of Shegeg, right? Of Reitzeach of Golus, there would have been if you wouldn't have had Sherish Zayin, you would have counted this as a separate mitzvah, correct? Is that correct or incorrect? We'll see. Take it easy. I'll get to you, okay? But isn't that what the words say? Okay. So then, just before we start, okay? So then, I tell you that if I ask you, is Goyel Adom, according to the Rambam, similar to Geula by Steachuza? At the same way we said in Geula by Stei Achuza that the mitzvah is not just the fact that the Sada goes back in Yoivo, but all the Pratim that go into the Parsha are also subsumed under that. Would you say the same thing in Golus? So the answer is yes. Even though, you see, this is what the thing, a cursory reading of the Sefer Mitzvahs and the mitzvah of Ori Miklot, you would have said, no.
Nobody covered the show, so he didn't repeat it, that's fine.
Okay, I didn't say, I'm not asking any kashas. I'm just telling you, as we said, remember, you know, I wish we should play back. I asked you, if I would give you this text, what would you have said? And you said, boom. You said, it's the whole portion, that it's not like Goyel Adom. So I said, let's hold it off and let's go to Sherish Zion. And let's talk about Sherish Zion. I'm not finished yet. I'm just getting started on me. Okay. Okay.
So far, it's all very simple.
I didn't do anything, but you got it. You know, but you see, if you miss any of these steps, you just don't got it. You excuse double negative, correct? You know, the important thing is not to say Elias. The important thing is to try to say what's true, okay? And over here, I don't think I said anything which is not true, correct?
I mean, okay. He assumes you know the Shoshim before you read the mitzvahs. That's the bottom line.
Okay, I'm not. There's no cash, there's no tightness. I'm just saying. It, correct? Okay. Can I continue next? Okay. So then, a priori, you know, you could have said that the Halachas D'Oraita is also like this. Because the Halachas D'Oraita is in the Parshiyos. Chukim mishpotem masul tzibur beis pashes sheish ore miklot umem beis ir. Okay, the Rambam just makes them into two mitzvahs, mem beis ir and ore miklot, but he also says that the ore levim, the mem beis orim, that they call it in the mitzvah itself when he says it. You can see that if you like. Where was this? Kofei Beis. It's Kofei Gimel. It's right afterwards. Shisavinu litein atzivu shisavinu litein orm elavim ladur bohen kimin she'en lohem chelik boretz. Vom Yisale v'nosel levim orim l'shevis v'gam orim eile kloim orim halavim hein orim miklot v'koltes v'yatanoim. So that's amazing. Okay, so he puts it in that it's kolit. Okay, in the orim levim, correct? But l'chayit probably assumes, you know, it's everything, correct? But with the really, according to the Rambam, there are two mitzvahs. One is the parsha of Ori Miklot, and one is the parsha of Ori Levim, with all the dinim subsumed under it. And the whole Sherish Zayin, correct? And the same way, really, what I did was logically wrong, but it was, you know, textually correct. L'cheira, the din of Goyel, that the Goyel in the Goyel Memka, not the Goyel Adom, that the Ochiv is, it could be Goyel, L'chor is also the Sherish Zayin. If we shus it on the Sherish Zayin, you have to just go through, you know, the same way, you know, if the Rambam could count, which is an amazing thing, you know, I'm not getting, I spoke of this when I went to Sherish Zayin, but let's just, you know, let's be honest, okay? V'im bekli ba'ozel, he called. why would you count that as a mitzvah? What do you need a sheirish for that? Okay, and okay, good. Beseder. Okay, you got it. Okay, that's a problem. I don't remember, I would topple it. That's not our discussion now, correct? When I worked at Sheirish Zion, I worked on this, and that's not really what we're talking about. Unless you want me to say, okay, next week, we'll talk about it, but I don't think that's really what we should be doing, okay? But we're okay, correct? We're not out of the woods yet. We're just getting started, okay? Because what you really have to see is Mitzvah Yud Gimel, but not the Mitzvah Seh the Rambam, the Mitzvah Yud Gimel of the Mitzvah Shoch Harav of the Ramban. Let's get Yitzvah Gimel, 1 second, let's even get this one. Okay, here we go. Okay, you ready? Mitzvah Yud Gimel. Shenitztavinu b'inyan ha'otzeach achre shenischayiv misa b'bezdin sheyevakshenu goyel adom v'yudav achrov V'yinkom nikmos mimenu shiovi oisei lebezdin v'yomus kemishpote. So this is a very strange lashon. I just want to just show you what l'chei we're talking about a rotzeach who is already nigmadinoi, because otherwise how can you say shenischai misa bebezdin? Right? See, he's a fugitive, correct? So, instead of saying the police after him, or maybe you also send the police, but the girl Adam is also called on duty to run after this guy and find him, okay? And it's a mitzvah, correct? Sheyevakshenu girl Adam v'yildef achrav. V'yinkom niknosu imenu. And what is that? I don't know what yinkom niknosu imenu, because l'cheira, it moment it means sheyovi oisei lebezden v'yomus kemishpata. Okay. O sheyirtzach oisei agoyel im lo yuchal lebezden. If bezden can't do it, he should do it. V'im ein loy goyel adom, shi'amidoy loy bezdin odem mamuna mehem, lildef achrov, v'liyoyz goyel d'mei anirtzach. V'hu omo yis'al yisborach, goyel adom, hu yomis es harotzeach b'fi goy voy. So, you know, I could have said, you know, just getting starting over, you know, see, if you just said that he should kill him, if Bezdin doesn't look, so I could have said that's part of the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, Mrs. Bezdin is Abba mitzvahs, this mitzvah Sayyid, but according to Ramban, it's a mitzvah Bato Mikibech, but it's not a separate mitzvah Mina mitzvahs. But once the Ramban starts throwing in that he's running after the guy and there's a separate din, Timam and a girl Adam, you know, then it becomes a little bit murky. And because of that, the Ramban seems to assume it's a separate mitzvah, correct? Now, here is where it really gets even more sticky.
The mitzvah to execute a convicted murderer, basically.
Yeah, we're talking L'cheira. Because that's what the words seem to clearly indicate.
The mitzvah is on based or on the Goel Adam. It seems like it's flitting back and forth.
Yeah. It's a very interesting thing. But it's not, the question is, it's not kilu that he is be mekayim the biato or mekibecha on the Kodesh Ramban, But l'cheira, as things are flipping around, what the mitzvah is exactly. It's a mitzvah of goyel adam to kill him. It's a separate mitzvah mina mitzvahs.
When the beis din kills him, they're doing al tekin goyel adam?
They're doing it l'cheira al subiato mekibecha. Because look what it says. Oh, shi'itzach oisa ha-goyel im lo yucha loy beis din. If the beis din does it, it's the Bez is able to do it, so l'cheira, that's a mitzvah b'ato mikibecha. The Bez can't do it, then it's a mitzvah goel adam. And it's not kilu, that's the way the b'ato mikibecha expresses itself. Okay, to say that, correct? And then you have a minui. Okay, good, let's continue. V'im ein loy goel adam, shi'amidoi, Shamido loy bezdin odem emuno mehem lil dif achov liyos goyel demei anirzach. Okay. So I don't know what this minui is, because the chay is the representative of the family, not of bezdin exactly. But okay, that's not my issues. Okay. Continue. Can I continue? So you're still asking what am I reading this for? Okay. Now let's continue. Ubishishi misanhedrin. Oh, this is where we get. This is where things get interesting. Omro chachameil goyel hadom hu yomis eseretzeach. Okay, can I ask you something? Is this pasuk familiar to you? Okay. Hello, do you remember this pasuk? This is your point, correct? So this pasuk, which the Rambam quotes in the mitzvah from Golus and Sher Zion, the Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about. Okay, now let's just see. Now here's where things get. That's why Simcha, I apologize to you, but I said that you know the discussion the Chosh right here. Ubishishim b'Sanhedrin Omru Goyel Adom Muyom Misetzer Etzayach. Mitzvah goyel adom. Uminayin she'im ein goyel adom shebez de mamin loy goyel tam loy mufigoy boy mikol mokoyim. Okay, now let me do another thing. Do something very simple here. No, I don't have it. Okay, it's not here. Oh, here it is. It's amazing, interesting, no? Yeah, now. On the beginning, here we go. Call her day, let's start from the beginning. Perik, then we'll just finish this off and then we'll come to a conclusion here. Perik Aleph Hilchos Metzeach Shmiras Nefesh. Kol Hoyrig Nefesh Odom Yisrael Oyvah Beloisas Shnei Beloi Siltzach Vimotzach Bezod Bifnei Eidem Yisrael Sebesayim Shnei Monokom Yinokim. That's a Nokom Yinokim. So he's talking about killing. I don't know what they're talking about. Nokom Yinokim. Mipi HaShmuel Omdu Shizu mitzvah sayif. Or does the kilu with the pirush b'kum moish of it? Oh, we'll say the next. Bein shehorg es chavim b'bazel, bein shesofu b'eish, misasa b'sayif. Halacha beis. Mitzvah b'yad goyel adom. Shinema goyel adom hu yomis esa rotzeach. V'chol horo'ui li'irushu goyel adom. Logotza goyel adom, oi shelo hoi yochol amisoi, oi she'ein loy goyel dom, bezdin mei misa noisan. Eser oitzeich besayif. So the Rambam turned the world upside down. And the Pshat and the Gemara is nothing to do b'chlal with kilu, a new mitzvah goyel adom, but l'chiri is, it's dinim in the mitzvah of mitzvah sayif, of oitzeach. That in this mitzvah sayif oitzeach is that Bezdin, the Mamuna of Bezdin, should be the Goel Adom, and if not, then it's Bezdin, but there's no din of Amad as somebody else, or that's where Bezdin comes in. So according to Rabban Lechatchila, Bezdin comes in, and if Bezdin can't, then the Goel Adom comes in, and then it flips the whole thing around. And the whole mitzvah is a mitzvah for Mises Bezdin.
Isn't
okay.
That basically how the Ravol explained the very difficult Reb Chaim with Malkus?
Listen, you know,
the difference. Why he calls Malkus Klep, and why by killing the Ritzeach, he still considered Mrs. Bezdin, even though it's not in Bezdin.
Okay, well, you know, okay. Well, could be yes, but this, okay. Say, so let's continue. Okay, Beseda. Let's see the Rabban does over here. Ukfar roinu mishe pirish ze. You know what that is? Rashi in Sanhedrin. Okay. I'm Memhe. And the Yadamah goes out against it. The Chdusheran, you know, they come out against it, okay? The Ramban, he is going against it, okay? B'lechera, the Rambam in Sherizai is also doing it. Yeah, but then he flips everything upside down, inside out. U'shenizeh ne'emal l'das Rabbi Yosi she'im ha'mitzvah b'yad Goel Adom u'shus b'yad Kol Adom. V'ein halacha kein elok Rabbi Akiva the Omer Rishus biad Goel Adom v'ein kol Adam chayov malov. Okay, so now let's go back over here. So, according to the Rambam, it's Yud Gimel, Shoshocha Rav doesn't exist, correct? And the discussion about Goel Adom and the Gemara Sanhedrin. See, the strange thing is, you see, Rashi in Sanhedrin flips the whole thing upside down and makes the Gemara Sanhedrin referring to Horeg B'Shoyge, correct? The Rambam in Mishneh Torah passes the din of the Gemara as far as Horeg B'Mezid, but quotes this pasuk in the Shurashim as far as Horeg B'Shoyge, which is amazing. Okay, but that's nishta hindishta. That's just an observation. Okay, the question is, what happens in Minyan Mitzvah according to Rambam now with this whole thing put together, and what happens in Minyan Mitzvah according to Rambam? That's what's of our interest, because our interest over here is there a nafgamina minyan tayag, correct? That's what we're reading about, you know. It's nice to have yediyas hatera, you know, as we're going through the thing. But what's the point? The point is there minyan tayag or not, correct? We okay? Now, next. So, it comes out according to the Ramban, the Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about what?
Mezid.
Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about Mezid, and that's a separate mitzvah, me and mitzvah that there was never machlokes about. Okay? But there's still a machlokes of Yesid and Rabbi Akiva, according to Ramban, correct? Right? And that's enough community of mitzvahs. The Ramban is not only asking, you know, it's not. It's a question according to him also. You know, but just happens to be that this pasuk, which the Ram happens to quote, the Ramban, you know, okay, correct? Okay. So the question according to Ramban is a good question, correct? But it comes out then according to Ramban that the same point that he would have made in terms of smisus and stay achuza. That the mitzvah of achzor b'yoyvel is a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs, independent of the din of geula by kol kreivim, correct? That's what it would have been. That's the machlokes l'mon kedushin chav aleph, correct? Similarly, even though there's a mitzvah from afroshes or a miklot, and l'hochen es haderech, if the din of hariga, of b'shegeg, in goyel adom, would have been a mitzvah, it would have been a separate mitzvah in yom mitzvahs. Okay? Correct? And besides that, he has a separate mitzvah, which is not really an Indian over here, of Horeg B'mezid. And he claims it was never machlokes about that b'chol, so he doesn't talk about this in the beginning of the Shorashim. Correct? That's what comes out according to Rambam. Is that correct? And according to the Rambam, the Goyel Adom B'mezid is not a separate mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah Mises Bezdin. Correct? And Goyel Adom B'shegeg is a prat in the mitzvah. But l'cheira, what comes out, Dr. Gemara says, and we pass like a Akiva. So what the Ram's doing is the Ram prepared to, but this is not the problem is, the problem really is, you know, if you really want to, you know, really want to bang it, you know, the problem really is like this, because the Gemara quotes V'lotz ha'gol adom etzolotzeich is machalus of Yosi and Rabbi Akiva, right? Okay. This posik that the Gemara Sanhedrin is a different posik. Okay. Okay. However, the Ram quotes it in the mitzvah from, you know, so the question is what's happening? It's not even the posik that the Gemara is talking about in Makis. But l'chere, it should come out the same issue of whether there's a mitzvah in Goel Adom in Shegi to kill. Correct? Okay, besides, so that's a problem. Okay. I've confused you completely, correct?
I'm dumbfounded.
I understand that, you know, maybe where we're standing now?
Time, 8 o'clock is it?
What?
It's 8 o'clock.
Okay, is that a few more minutes, all right? Okay, good. So, just because I don't have any clock, anything to tell me what.
Could you go over what Pusk is quite exactly in which place? Because that's
okay, good. Okay,
am
no,
I'm confused.
Yeah, yeah. I just, you know, you're gonna have to do this. We have to. The truth is, probably I should do the following. Okay, one more second. I should probably do. I hope they do this here. I was in my other shot. 1 second. No, they don't do it here.
How many days ago was it about?
Yeah, here. These are all in Bamidbar. Okay. Let's see. I probably have no, my Tanakh is there. Just 1 second. Oh, I have this.
He gave Chametz last time.
That's the next thing, isn't it? You told me I had more to say on Chametz, but you wanted me to move on.
I'm curious, but we have to focus on something.
Yeah, I understand. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I decided that also.
When is the book being published?
I need a few more weeks to work on myself, and then we'll move ahead. 1 second. We're getting close. Okay, 1 second, okay. now. Yeah. Here it is. Okay. Okay. That is Hafosha. Okay. Then. Good. Here we go. Now, let's continue. Levnei Yisrael. I'm reading Tezvav. We start reading. Levnei Yisrael. V'lagev la'teish b'serichem tiyana sheish he'olim o'eila l'miklat lo l'shomo kol maki nefesh b'shgoga. Okay, now. V'im b'chli v'azel hikol v'ayomois rotzeichu mos yumos rotzeich. Which is amazing. It has nothing to do. It should not be a mitzvah. In the it happens to be in the parasha of rotzeich b'shegeh. But the Ram is, you know, it's an amazing thing, correct? V'im b'evin yod hu, v'evin yod ha-shiyomuz bo, hiko, v'yomuz rotzeich hu, mos yumos rotzeich. O b'chli eitz yod, ha-shiyomuz bo, hiko, v'yomuz rotzeich hu, mos yumos rotzeich.
Let's explain the Shorish Zion we just read now. Well, each one gets its own
pasuk. Yeah, but it makes it worse because we're talking about it's a din of mezid because he becomes a tzech. He's not a shogeg. It's not really a. It's not a din in the midst of golus. Okay, you're goyel adom hu yomis es ha'otzech befigo bo hu yimisenu. So. Who are we talking about? The Chayit's going back on what's going on before, and we're talking about a Rotzeach B'Mezid. And that's what I'm quoting there in the midst of Shegi, but it's all the same dinim. That's where it becomes a little strange. Okay, so I understand, okay. You see, I'll be frank with you. I don't understand that these all things go under the mitzvah of Golus. Okay, I don't understand Cherish Zion at the moment, okay? But I do understand, and it's very clear to me, that everything else in the parasha, which certainly is to do with Oetzeach B'Shoigeg, should go under the mitzvah of Ohr Miklat, correct? Other words,
that's easy.
Yeah, that's easy. So I don't need, this is very strange, but once you have this, the step that I took is reasonable, but it's strange. This is strange. What's in the Chumash and the Raman Sherish Zion is strange, but the conclusion is okay for us. And the Rambam never did that. It's Rashi who did it in Sanhedrin on Mem Hei. Who says this pasuk is a seich b'shoigeg, and that's Ramban's attacking him, and the Ram quotes the Sugya Sanhedrin, a mem hey, it would seich b'mezid. So the Ram didn't commit that sin, excuse me, in the italics. Okay, now is it clearer? It's clearer the confusion.
So now it is in terms of.
One second. No. One second. Now, v'shoftu now. Then, v'shoftu eda, I'm skipping a little bit. Oh, Lord, you always bore, b'loi, v'im b'fesa, b'loi eva hadofo, I would have said, the parasha of Goel Adom starts here. V'im b'fesa, b'loi eva hadofo, oi hishlechol of kol kli, b'loi tztia. That's what I don't. That's a little bit confusing, Rambam. But I know he would certainly accept this. Oy b'chol even asher yomuz ba b'loy lois v'yapalo v'yomuz v'loy oyev loy v'loy mevakish rosoy v'shofto bein amakel bein goyel adom al mishpotim oyle v'itzilo edo esar oitzech v'yagoyel adom v'yishiv oisoy oedo el ir miklotoy asher nos Shomo, v'yoshav bo. That's why the shnei tamachom and malavim bo ad mois akoyr agodol asher moshach oisay b'shemen amishcha, b'shemen akoydish. That's okay, correct? ואם יוצא יצא רוצח, אז גבול עיר מקלוטו, אשנו שומו, ומוצא או יסוי גויל אדום, מחוץ לגבול עיר מקלוטו, ורוצח גויל אדום, עשר רוצח. That's the question, is this rishus? Or is it a mitzvah? Ein lo dom. Ki v'ir miklotu yeshev ad mois ha-koyin, v'achli mois ha-koyin, yoshev v'tzeich al yel chuzah. It's all beseder. The problem is two things. The problem is Rashi Sanhedrin, and the problem is the Rambam and the Shurashim, that he, the examples that he quoted in the beginning are examples amazing. He should have started really in when he talked about the parasha, he should have started over here in Pasuk Chaf Beis instead of Chaf Aleph Beis. All discussion from the beginning from Tez Zayin to Chaf Aleph should not have been there. Okay,
but
say that.
But as far as Mezid, we're using the same principle as Shorosh Zayin, saying that this is.
In other words, he's basically saying, he says there it's Shoigig, okay? But he's ready to say that everything in this parasha is under that mitzvah of or mikvah. So b'meila, we have no problem.
That's for that. In terms of mezid also, it's also protei mitzvah.
In mezid also it's protei mitzvah, but it's not in the protei mitzvah. It's in the mitzvah from, of mitzvah sayif. Yeah. Peseda? Now probably is at the time, right? What's the time? That's who we start with.
I don't know. It's starting between the 5 after and 10 after.
Okay, good. So then we should do, okay, we'll have to start. Next thing could be created.